Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to be back with a new theme. This theme is centered on divine healing. We're going to be talking about divine healing. I just felt impressed on my spirit that we should focus quite a lot on this, because there is a great need for such a ministry in many people's lives, right? Divine healing. There are so many people that are going through different kinds of, sicknesses and diseases. And some of these people are basically wondering, is there ever a solution, you know, that I can get to the situations that they are going through? So I'm just here to give you an assurance through the Word of God that indeed there is a solution, right? You don't need to lose hope. You do not need to lose hope. There is a solution. I'm here to give you hope that there is a solution in the Word of God, right? There is a solution in the Word of God, and the Word of God is a guarantee, right? Once you are able to appropriate the promises that are in the Word of God, indeed and definitely, you can actually be able to get healed, and you can be up and running again. Your body is going to be well again, right? There are those who have also come to embrace, you know, their conditions. You know, they have just told themselves that this is my condition, and there's nothing I'm going to do about it. There's nothing I'm going to do about it. And I'm here to tell you that you do not have to embrace that condition. You do not have to embrace that sickness, right? We can help you to get rid of it, right? Because it's not supposed to be yours, right? It is not supposed to be yours. It is something that was brought in by the devil, and we can help you to get rid of that thing in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if ever there's anything to be excited about, it has to be the Word of God. That is why the Word of God is called the Gospel, which means the good news. I've brought you the good news, right? I've brought you the good news that are going to give you hope, that are going to, the news that is going to strengthen your faith. And again, our we are going to be centering mostly on divine healing. Right. So if you are here, you've got your relative, or you are the one who's not feeling well, this is the word for you. This is the word for you. Listen to it carefully and put it into practice and see. Put it into practice and see the mighty hand of God in your life. Hallelujah. Right. So we are going to be dealing with the first topic. I've titled it God's Will to Heal. God's Will to Heal. Right. And then our scripture reading is going to come from Mark chapter 1, verse 40 and 41. Right. I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Right. "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean." Right. So, you know, the King James Version English, sometimes it can be complicated for some people. So I'll try to maybe quote this scripture in the modern English. Verse 40. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him," or begging him, "and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If you will, you can make me clean." This is the beggar who was saying to you, this is the leper who was saying to Jesus, "If you will, you can make me clean." "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean." So there's a lot of people out there, just like I said in my introduction, that are going through different situations regarding sicknesses and diseases. you know, they are suffering quite a lot. They've gone through to different, they've gone to different places, you know, seeking help, seeking assistance. But they don't seem to be any light at the end of that tunnel. And sometimes we wonder, right, does God really care about us? Does God really want us to, you know, to be healed? We start having such questions, right? And if you're born again, you start to even wonder, I'm born again, but this kind of life that I'm leading, it's a life of sickness. I'm struggling through this sickness, and does God not care what I'm going through, right? It is the same situation. It is the same scenario that this leper was in, because just by looking at the way the statements here are constructed, you could tell that he was actually in that, he actually had that kind of a mentality. Because we are told here that the Bible says, and there came a leper unto him. This is a leper coming to Jesus, right? And then remember, Jesus is God, right? Jesus is part of the Godhead. We've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So when you are addressing Jesus, you are addressing God himself. That's one thing you need to understand, and that's one thing you need to know. Right, so this leper comes to Jesus, and he kneels before him, right, and he starts begging him, and he's listen to his words, listen to the words of the beggar. He says, if you will, right, the word if there is already doubting the will of God. Right, so he's approaching God with it's like he's bringing a scenario where he's saying, if you will, right? It's as if God had to decide whether he's willing or not. That's why he introduces his statement by saying, "If you will, you can make me clean." So if you look at this statement, the construction of his words. Say, so if you will, he's not sure about God's will regarding divine healing. He's not quite sure. He's not 100% sure. So he comes to him and say, if, right, if you will, the word if there casts doubt on the knowledge of God's will regarding divine healing. He's not quite sure whether God is willing or not. So he says, if you will, you can make me clean. If you will, you can make me clean. So in terms of the ability, right, the ability of God to heal him, he doesn't doubt that. Regarding God's ability to heal him, he's not in doubt. But when it comes to his willingness to heal him, that's where the doubt is. And that's where some of us, that's the place where some of us have actually landed, right? We don't doubt the ability of God to heal us. But now, somehow, we are doubting his willingness to heal us. And through today's teaching, I'm going to help you to cast away that doubt and bring you assurance that as much as you have confidence in the ability of God to heal you, put your confidence as well in the definite will of God to heal you as well. Hallelujah. So you shouldn't doubt his will, just like this leper did, right? So he came to Jesus, beseeching and kneeling down and saying, if you will, you can make me clean. So the word can there, it helps us to understand that the leper knew that God is able to heal him. But let us look at what happens in verse 41, where God is now answering him, or where God is responding to this scenario, because he knew that this man does not doubt my ability. He does not doubt my ability to heal him. So now, what I need to give him assurance of is my willingness to heal him. So Jesus goes ahead, he says in verse 41, the Bible says, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, right, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. So he's attending to his doubt regarding his willingness, right? He says, I will, I will, be thou clean. Right? So now, the word I will there, if you look at it in the original, it's thelo ethelo, and it talks about God's willingness that never changes. You know, God is always inclined to do something, and it's not something that he sort of at a certain or at a different time change his inclination to do, right? So he's telling you that it is always my will. In other words, he's telling this person that it is always my will to heal you. That's what he's saying to him. I will, be thou clean. So if you look at it, and if you read it in English, it becomes a little bit limited or diluted, because you are not reading it in the original language in which it was written. So if you go in the original language, that's where you are able to pick the right wording, and then you are able to get the full extent of the meaning in terms of what Jesus was saying to this man. He's saying, it is my will to always heal you. In other words, he's giving him an assurance that I cannot. It's like there's something that they call the double negative. He's actually reassuring this person that I cannot not heal you. That's what he's telling him. I cannot not heal you. That is the full extent of God's will when it comes to divine healing. When given an opportunity, he's saying, I am always willing to heal you. I am always willing to heal you. So you should never doubt my willingness to heal you. Amen. So it is the same. This is the same message I'm giving to you. If you are listening to me right now, and you are suffering from a particular sickness, and you're suffering from a particular disease, right? I want you to know that never have any doubt regarding the will of God on divine healing. Never doubt the will of God in terms of healing you. You know right now that he is able to attend to your situation. You know that his ability is God has ability to heal you. Anyway, he created the universe. He created the heavens and the earth. So what's your sickness compared to that? Right? Your sickness should be nothing. Your sickness should actually be a tiny droplet in the ocean when it comes to God's ability to address it. Right? So it's nothing. God has ability to heal you. But now, most of the doubt is on his willingness. So I'm here to reassure you that God is willing to heal you. Right? God is willing to heal you. So what the only thing you need to do is to appropriate, right? Move towards your healing, because it has already been provided for you. Right? Move towards your healing. So I'll be teaching you in this session and in other sessions to come to say, now that you know that God is willing to heal you and God has ability to heal you, how do you then go about appropriating and having your healing manifest in your own body? Right? So I'm going to teach you on that. But in the meantime, what you can do is to confess your healing, right? Because it has already been given to you. Right, God has already supplied it to you. That shows his willingness. So now, because of that, I want you at the moment to confess your healing. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, my body is healed. Just speak positive words upon your body every day, day and night. Keep on speaking to your body until the healing manifests. In today's session, I wanted to emphasize more on the willingness of God to heal you. He has already provided the solution in his word. That shows the willingness of God to heal you and to address your situation. So what you need to do now is to reach out to that promise of healing and appropriate it and start having that healing manifest in your life. God bless you. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0800-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwadi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.